Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
But this time tomorrow, Taya Kyle. You may remember the last name. Chris Kyle's wife. She's an author. She was in that movie in American Sniper. Who played her? Sienna Miller played her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to come into the studio tomorrow to chat with us. So we'll have a nice little chat with her at this time tomorrow morning. Taya Kyle.
Nice.
What's up, Kelly?
Nothing.
You got to, like, you're pondering something.
Hurt. No, my throat hurts. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Kelly's throat hurts.
I slept with a ceiling fan on last night. That's the only thing I can figure.
You're a mouth breather when you're sleeping?
I guess I am, unbeknownst to me.
Does Bill have a sore throat this morning, too?
He had, actually, that's why I'm kind of wondering if it's that, because he was sick yesterday morning. He woke up throwing up.
Yeah.
And it probably affect both of y'all, I would think.
Well, we were together at the wedding, and then we went out to dinner to celebrate our three-month anniversary.
By the way, hold on, before we get into the billboard.
Yeah.
Kelly posted a picture of the dessert.
Hilarious.
No, it's not hilarious. You put hilarious so people will make fun of you.
It was hilarious. Come on. Happy three-month anniversary. That's hilarious that the restaurant did that for us at Capitol Grill. We had to laugh.
Oh, man.
But
that's hilarious.
Did you ask for that, or did he?
No, we didn't ask for it.
Nobody asked for it?
We did not ask for it. No.
But you just call and say it's my 3 month anniversary for my
A lot of people know because we talk about silly stuff.
It's like a national holiday now.
At the Coolio wedding, did you take any, did you get any inspiration?
We learned a lot about what we don't want. That's what we learned.
By the way, we will be talking about the wedding coming up.
We don't want to get married at the mat.
No. Why not?
Nothing. Well, there's lack of air conditioning was a huge concern for many.
We'll get into it.
There was a point when my thighs were so wet.
Kelly looked at me and goes, Jenna, my thighs are so wet. I'm like, Kelly, I feel like I'm standing in a pool. And could I just pee? I feel like I could just pee.
And who would notice?
Yeah.
Because you're standing in a puddle anyway.
Oh, keep on talking.
It was so hot. Yeah. I was thinking at some point, who's going to pass out first? Because the bride's son, the youngest son, was standing in front of me. And he had this look on his face like a fear and nausea. And I'm like, are you okay, sweetie? Are you going to pass out? Are you okay? He's like, okay. I'm okay.
I was like,
it was so hot.
Save it. Save it. We'll get into the one because right now we need to get into billboard.
If he had been my child, I caught myself like blowing on the back of his neck because that's what my mom did to me.
I was rubbing his
when I'm
back,
overheated,
I'm like making sure. It
but
was
I
so
felt
hot.
Kind of uncomfortable, like Trebby blowing on this little
creepy,
boy's
Jenna.
Neck. I was just trying to help him out though, like in a motherly way.
Poor guy.
Thanks, Al. It was great.
Yeah, so much fun.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, I had fun.
Before we do get into the billboard awards, Jenna, the resident dog lover on the show, we all have dogs, but Jenna.
Yeah, when I a celebrity dog story like this, I cannot let this go without talking about it. Robin Thicke, he's partying, you know, ever since he got this divorce from Paula Patton. Wild. He's dating a 20-year-old model named April Love Geary. And so they got this rescue pup together last month, a terrier mix they named Bensie. Mm-hmm. But Bensie almost died twice from eating their marijuana. They took Bensie to the vet, told them she got sick after she ate some weed from their stash. The doctor treated her. But days later, they had to bring the dog back because she ingested more weed. April, Robin's young girlfriend, said it was just a contact high because she would sit next to them when they were smoking. Wait. April said she's not the one to blame, though. She tweeted, "It's not me. Some falls on the ground or she sits by Robin smoking and just inhales it. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, not ha ha ha." I've actually read about this because they say a lot of people are like, I get my dog high. I'm like, I don't think that's good for the dog.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe there's ways just like with people or kids when they have cancer that it's okay for dogs, but people don't know this. Dogs' lungs are like 100 times more sensitive than human lungs.
Oh, I didn't know
so,
that.
So, yeah, it's interesting. So when you're smoking pot or smoking anything of any kind around a dog, they might inhale it because they're curious. Some hate it, but their lungs can't handle it.
So that's why they do that.
Don't be blowing in a dog's face. Exactly. Yeah. They get bronchitis. It burns. It burns their lungs. So it's not good. So go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bronchitis.
Go outside. Go outside. The doggy's lungs can't handle it.
There you go.
Anyway.
There's your doggy story.
There's your drug smoking tip of the day.
And doggy fact, because I didn't know that about their lungs.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks,
it's
Jenna.
Interesting.
So who watched the Billboard Awards last night?
I watched very little.
I went over to a friend's house for dinner, and we had the kids were entertaining us. They wanted to put on a magic show, so we had a little bit. Yeah, I had to be a family person. And
I watched
not a
about
show
half,
person.
And then
sorry.
I kept tuning out because I'd lose interest, and then I'd tune back in.
I watched most of it. It was hosted by Chrissy Teigen, Odd Choice,
And John Legend's wife?
What's yeah. that? Yeah, that's John Legend's wife. And boy, did she let you know that the whole show.
Really?
Roughly 32,000 times she let us know she was married to John Legend.
She's proud. She's very proud.
She is very proud.
And usually drunk.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was her eye makeup or if she was drunk, but
she usually is inebriated.
Was she cute drunk? Or like,
She's one of those girls which I'm sure is extremely cute and fun to be around if you know her very well.
Yeah.
But just on passing and just watching her host a TV show or an award show.
You don't want to hang out.
You know, yeah, it was a little too much for me. She kicked off the show basically being pretty lewd. And really?
And wanting everybody to do shots every time something happened, she wanted everybody to do a shot.
Yeah.
I remember what it was.
But she was just, everything that came out of her mouth was pretty dirty.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And this is the Billboard Awards. You know, there's a lot of kids watching because One Direction was up for a couple awards. Taylor Swift was up for like 14. So there's a lot of young people watching the show.
Yeah.
And then you got Chrissy.
JC turning into a parent.
Then you got Chrissy Teigen sitting there talking about, I can't even say what she says because it's so dirty. But the only one thing that she did say that was clean enough to play was about her husband, John Legend. And it got weird.
All right, she's a finalist in 9 categories this year. He's a finalist in only 7. I'm going to go home with her. Performing like I'm going to lose you, Meghan Trainor, and a guy who is like a brother to me, John Legend.
Well, that didn't make any sense.
So. She basically said her husband's like a brother to her.
Which is gross.
It wasn't even funny.
Which is good. It wasn't funny.
Yeah.
But do they write their own jokes? I don't know if they write their own jokes on these things.
I bet they collaborate.
I don't know.
What if we tried this? Okay, Chrissy.
Yeah, you go ahead and say it, Chrissy.
You go for it, Chrissy.
You go ahead and look
strange.
Bad.
That's strange. Okay.
Mariah Carey performed for the first time at the Billboard Awards in many years. I don't know how many years
17,
it's been.
I think.
17?
I heard a highlight. I guess you could call it that. It didn't sound all that great. I didn't hear the whole performance.
I was waiting because there's been reports with her Vegas show that she already canceled Vegas show. She didn't show up for the dress rehearsal sound check for her Billboard performance.
Yeah.
And her Vegas show review has been terrible.
Well, you know how sometimes on TV when we watch shows, and it happens with American Idol a lot, it doesn't sound good.
It sounds better in the arena than it does on the TV.
Yeah. And we'll come in the next morning and we'll take a listen to it. And we're like, I thought that sounded horrible.
Bad. Yeah.
And this is what I'm thinking about with Mariah Carey here.
Well, let's see if you're right.
Yeah. Last night, I thought she sounded horrible.
Me too.
We're going to play on the radio now and see what you think.
I had a vision of love.
Okay, she shouldn't do that anymore.
She collected herself. You can tell the pipes are still there.
Well, she has some on and off.
Can you lose your voice?
Yeah, you can lose the high notes and stuff.
Be a great singer and then not
your
one
vocal
day.
Cords are a muscle and they get stretched and strained. And at some point, you just can't do certain things.
Yeah.
It was also a big night for Britney Spears, Kelly Raspberry's favorite.
I'll be honest. I love Britney.
Yeah.
I adore the little girl. But here's the thing. I saw her video with Iggy Azalea, and it's awful. And after the fact, I think she directed it, right, Iggy?
Yeah.
And Britney's having a good time. I think she just shows up. But it was supposed to be an homage to Earth Girls Are Easy, the Jeff Goldblum Gina Davis vehicle from 1980. I don't even know.
Okay.
And if I'd known that going in, maybe I would have watched it differently. This video is horrible.
This was a performance and they were on Britney's stage in
and
her
I
Vegas
love Britney.
Show.
It's not. I'm not criticizing Britney. I love her. People are confused when I say I love Britney. They think I love everything she does.
Right.
No, I love her.
Well, let's hear
like
how
you can love your child, but not like everything your child does.
Right. Let's hear what they sounded like live.
Okay.
This is a live performance. At the Billboard Awards.
She looks great.
So basically, if you want to listen to the CD,
I was going to say, I mean, it's no secret she lip syncs, but There's no need for us to play it on the radio.
She looks good. Her dancing was fun, and she was energetic, and she looked like she was having a good time. The camera people hooked her up a couple times.
Her hair and makeup looked great.
She did miss her cue a couple times during the lip syncing.
Yeah.
But it's Britney Spears. You're getting the spectacle, the show.
Sure.
And
well, Iggy Azalea, doesn't she lip sync too? Hasn't she been accused of that?
That's the thing. I figured Iggy at least would try to go live because she's a rapper.
Mm. She's accused of that too.
And you just, like, Hoziera had just performed right before them and done such a great job live. Yeah. And Wiz Khalifa, I know you don't like him very much, Al, because you guys had a bad interview. But
he did, said when he got out of his van or whatever on the red carpet, the smoke just billowed out.
But he did great. And he rapped live, but not Iggy. And Chrissy Teigen, I don't know if she was throwing shade at Britney Spears or Iggy Azalea.
Okay, yeah, what? This is what I want to know.
So they got done performing.
This is going to make me a Chrissy fan or I'm off.
Right.
I'm off the Chrissy bandwagon that I was never really on.
They get done, Kelly, and Ludacris basically says, that was amazing. Back to you, Chrissy Teigen.
Uh-oh.
And this is what Chrissy had to say.
I mean, that was something. I've never seen her like that before.
There is
so much more to come here at the Billboard Music Awards. Nicki Minaj, Kelly Clarkson.
And people got, they took that as shade. Well, that was something.
Hold on,
let's listen again.
I mean, that was something. I've never seen her like that before.
You get done performing something.
That was something.
Never seen her like that before.
Y'all being all too picky now.
Twitter blew up, Kelly. Because was wondering.
People are so protective of their celebrities, and it's like, why? They'll threaten you if you say something half cockeyed about their favorite celebrity. Why?
Yeah.
It's not necessary to defend everything.
By the way, you want some talent? How about Ed Sheeran singing?
He looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's dropped a few pounds. He's looking good.
He did Bloodstream with his loop machine, a little taste of it.
I've been spending live time. Couple women by my side. I got sinning on my mind.
What he did is incredibly tough.
Yeah. I've been sitting here for ages.
Ripping out the pages. Now, we could listen to Ed all day, but we got to get to the big moment of the night, which was the very end.
Uh-huh.
Kylie and Kendall Jenner go up to introduce Kanye West for the last performance.
Yeah.
And this is what happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kendall and Kylie Jenner.
It's an honor to introduce this great artist, a friend, an inspiration, a brother, and now a doctor. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kanye West.
So they get booed. Kanye gets cheered.
It wasn't that bad.
It was pretty bad.
I've heard worse.
Yeah,
Justin Bieber's heard worse.
It'd be hard to be booed like that.
I think Justin was booed at the Billboard.
But I think Kendall and Kylie are used to it now. They were at, like, Chloe and Kendall were at the Lakers game.
Yeah.
No, the Clippers game the other day, and they got booed, and they just have to sit there and smile.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys want to take a listen to a little bit of Kanye West's performance?
No.
Okay, here you go.
Thanks.
There it is. There's Kanye's performance, because you couldn't hear anything.
Why would he swear so much?
He was cursing so much.
It's like, don't do it, man.
Yeah, why did
that's
that?
Just, you know normally I defend Kanye, not as a person, but just because I like his music so much and think that he's a music genius, but that is, I don't get it.
All right.
Taylor Swift won like 8, 9
awards. It was a Taylor Award. She won everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One Direction won a couple times. I thought it was fair.
Dedicated to the top
It's the Billboard Awards.
Insane.
But it's time.
It's time.
It's a big event at Big Al Max Bar over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A wedding took place. Now, have you ever heard anyone object during the speak now or forever hold your peace?
No, never.
I've never heard that happen. Well, until Big Al Max Bar. Because it happened at this wedding. Somebody spoke up when those words were said. Find out who it was and what they said next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got Beat the Bank coming up in 10 minutes. Make sure you have those phones ready. We're going to give up to $1,000 if you want to stay in the vault long enough.
Yeah, buddy.
And we had a nice little moment this weekend. All of us got to witness Shannon.
We witnessed love.
Yeah, we did.
Shannon and Jennifer getting married.
That's a guy and a girl, just in case.
Yeah. Al, how did this come about?
Well, we were just talking one day to a listener that was getting married, and I just kind of flippantly said, I want to have a wedding at my bar.
Of course.
And someone else emailed or called a day or two later, I believe it was Jennifer, the groom, the bride, and said, I'll get married at your wedding. dang.
Wow.
I'll get married at your bar. And so I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And so we just put it together. Then Kelly the next day said, why don't you call your friend Coolio and have him perform
that easy,
at the wedding? And I did, and he agreed to actually perform the wedding. He
right.
got ordained as a minister and did the whole thing.
It was turning into a big ordeal. I mean, that's a big deal to have Coolio.
Well, sure it is.
come out here.
He'd never done it before. So,
by the way, if you were at the wedding and you have any comments...
Sure, give us a call.
Of how this was going. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
We'll take good or bad. Because, you know, just in case Al wants to have another wedding at his bar.
Let's go ahead and get the elephant out of the room. We know the air conditioner sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a lot of people. The door was wide open.
Yeah. We were there. We know.
We know that.
It was too hot. We understand.
But how do y'all think, other than that, how do y'all think it went?
Well, here's that. I think if you're going to have a wedding at Big Al Max Bar, you need to understand it's going to become more of a comedy type thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole thing, the whole premise is funny. I mean, it's a sports bar.
Of course.
I mean, there's 30 TVs in the place. The place isn't that big. And you're getting married at a sports bar.
And, of course, Big Al Mac had to get up on stage and welcome everybody to the wedding.
Sure.
And for some reason needed to do something for his bar while he was up there.
All right. What's up, everybody?
Good crowd.
Welcome to the nuptial celebration of Jennifer and Shannon. But just to let you know, after the wedding, we will have karaoke. And we will have Coolio performing tonight at about 11 o'clock. We do turtle racing every Tuesday night. And midget wrestling next Friday night.
This is a wedding, by the
way. Have you ever been to a wedding where the following week, in the same place as the people got married, they had midget freaking wrestling?
See?
All right, we're going to get this wedding started. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
I've never been a hype man for a wedding
before. And that was the welcoming.
I had never been a hype man for a wedding before, but I think I pulled it off rather well.
You tried to plug your wrestling match next.
You know what? When you have a captive audience right there, there's no better time to promote an upcoming event. So,
were you guys able to hear all that, Kelly?
No, we were outside. The bridesmaids were outside at that point. We couldn't hear it.
I'm sure the bride wouldn't have appreciated
it. We were taking photos. I've never been a bridesmaid in a wedding before. This was my first.
Yeah. Are you serious?
So it was funny to be a bridesmaid in the wedding of a stranger. Yeah, I've never been a bridesmaid before.
I feel like you're about to get into that wedding thing with all your friends, Jenna.
Well, I think she's probably past it.
No.
I
mean, really?
No, I think it depends. Maybe my friends here, my college friends, have all gotten married, but I was the only one to move away from Chicago, which was good, because then I was still at the wedding, but I didn't have to be in the wedding.
Right.
So once Big Al Mac welcomed everybody and let them know there was midget wrestling on Friday coming up, it was time. It's time to start the wedding.
The place is packed.
Yeah.
I mean, the place is packed. And in the center of the room, we have this stage that's probably, 2 feet so everybody can see, you know? So I just want to kind of set the scene.
And then right in front of the stage was where people sat down.
Yeah.
And by people sat down, I mean there was like nine seats.
Yeah, well, that was for the immediate family.
Yeah.
Everybody else had to stand.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was their
design. That's fine.
This was their design.
Standing room only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it goes at a bar.
Yeah.
The songs we walked into... We're different.
Yeah. I mean, the DJ there was, she's a part-time DJ for me, but she did a great job.
So Al and I walked in first because we're at the end of the groomsmen line.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I walked into Al's bar, this is the song I heard. So we walk into Another One Bites the Dust.
Al sucking on a beer bottle in the groom's party. Unbelievable.
Al is the only one with a drink.
Rude.
And then it comes Coolio.
And then Coolio comes in after us.
Yeah.
And then it was time for the ladies to make an entrance. And this is the song they walked into. Ladies look gorgeous, by the way.
They do.
Thank you.
Al, notice not one of them holding a drink.
Hey, man, my beer was open. I couldn't just leave it there.
And the ceremony started.
Uh-huh.
Al Mac left my side. because he needed to go flash his flashlight from his phone on Coolio's script.
Coolio had a script, like his vows or nuptials or whatever you want to call it, but he couldn't see them. And it was really dark. And so I had to, like, hold a light over him so that he could read his script.
Yeah. And Big Al Mac took over the show for a minute because when Coolio got to that line, if anybody objects to this holy union, speak now or forever hold your peace. And Big Al Mac had something to say.
Nobody's getting married till we do a shot.
Oh.
How
do you feel about that one, Al?
Well, again, it was in the script.
How do you feel about that?
And it might have been a little bit of a fail bit, but
I looked out into the audience, and people are just looking around like, what?
Yeah, I'm looking at Bride and Grimm's parents.
It was in the script.
What just happened?
It was the mother of the bride was bawling. Coolio's sitting there reading the script, and he's kind of going off script and reading the script and going off script, and she is in tears.
That was Shannon's aunt.
Oh, I figured it was...
Shannon's.
No, very well.
Wasn't even related to the bride. Right.
It was some lady was crying. Some white lady was crying.
So while we were, of course, they brought up some shots, which was different. And Coolio decided to go into hype man mode during the ceremony.
This is what happens when Coolio does your wedding.
It's 45 minutes in.
Yeah, I mean, we just want to go eat.
We're not hot or anything. Yeah, just keep going.
We're not wearing extremely heavy tuxedo suits, jackets, and all that. And here's Coolio, hype man status.
Raise your imaginary glass or your real glass to the sky. And when I say Shannon, you say Shannon. Shannon? Shannon? When I say Jennifer, you say Jennifer. Jennifer? Jennifer? When I say Jennifer, you say Shannon. Jennifer? Shannon? Y'all got it.
What?
Now, lower your glass. Lower your glass as low as you can. Don't go too low.
It's Coolio.
And repeat after me. Do what I do and say what I say. Okay. To you, Jenny and Sharon.
Okay.
Man, I hope Shannon and Jennifer aren't, like, super weirded out right now.
I thought the Coolio would, like, there would be something at the end of the,
No.
Something.
That was it.
Just,
Congratulations.
And it's like, when I say Shannon, you, say Shannon.
Sure.
Why not?
Hey, you know what? They're just as married as they would have been with anybody else.
That's
actually... I don't know, because Coolio...
There's a technicality.
There's a small technicality.
Oh, what happened, Al?
Coolio didn't sign the marriage license, so we have to FedEx it to him in Vegas.
No way.
And he has to sign it and FedEx it back.
Yeah.
No way.
Girl, yeah. I didn't know he needed to sign. He did. This was his first wedding, so...
Don't they teach you that?
What, in an online get ordained
thing? Like the signature is important at the end?
I know.
Now you know.
They're happy. They're having a good time.
Yeah,
they love each other. They were nice folks. You know, Coolio. Actually, I think Coolio did a great job, and he included the kids and the vows and whatnot. And he felt like he was talking from his heart.
All that matters is that they had a good time.
They had a good time, and they're married now. Once Coolio finally signed, that he forgot to sign. Thank you for letting us be a part of your day,
absolutely.
Shannon and Jennifer.
Absolutely.
You're going to do that again next year, Al?
I'm down with doing it.
You should get ordained, and then you can just do, like, come get married at the mat this weekend, and whoever wants to.
Yeah, why not?
I'm down with it.
Let's play Beat the Bank.
BYOAC.
What's that mean?
Bring your own air conditioning.
Or at least a fan, a cool little fan.
Yeah. Right. Bar.
Hey, maybe whoever wins Beat the Bank will donate some money to your air conditioning fund.
Air is fine.
That'd be fine.
Air is fine.
We're looking for call number 19 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your shot at winning up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank is happening soon.
And hot people drink more beer.
Yeah.
Just for FYI.
Oh, smart man now. Smart man. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al Mac, we forgot something very important.
Very important. A lot of people
for the wedding
helped us out with this wedding, and I need to thank them.
Now, why did we forget?
Because I had this little cool little sheet here that they took the time to organize with all of the companies on here.
Yeah, what'd you do with it?
And I had accidentally thrown it away. So
awesome.
Not having a good
ready
day.
Now. Ready now.
But we found it.
Yes. As You Wish Events, that was the wedding coordinator. Thank you, Rachel. Stardust Celebrations. They provided the gowns as well as the tuxedos that JC and I and the groomsmen had on. Terry Costa Dallas, bridesmaids' dresses and mother's dresses. Lux Petals, that was our florist. It's L-U-X-E, Lux. K-Stone Photography took some awesome pictures for us. Big D Cupcakes. Did y'all see those cupcakes?
Yeah, they were delicious.
They were actually pretty cool. Shutter Booth DFW, they provided a photo booth for us. M&K Productions did the video. Sheridan Hotel, appreciate you. Ceremony Music was the DJ. No, I'm sorry. That's a category, Ceremony Music. DJ Sheikha was the DJ. Lash and Brow Boutique did the eyelash extensions. And Altered for the Altar provided wedding alterations.
We'd like to thank Wedding Attire.
You had a long weekend, Al?
Yes, I did. I told you my Friday was a weekend, right. My Saturday was a weekend, and I had stuff yesterday. I am all out of sorts.
And also our very own Lacey helped out a lot with
job.
The wedding.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lacey.
Lacey does a bunch of production for us. She used to answer the phones, and she was working on this wedding day and night for the last few weeks, too.
I think Lacey and I are going to be double dating soon.
Really?
Oh, Bill and...
Hold up one second. I saw that, Kelly, and I'm not... I don't know if I appreciate that.
Well, you were busy being in the wedding.
Moving in on my dude, Bill.
I had to hang out with someone.
Yeah.
Bill.
Lacey's husband is moving in on my best friend.
Bill.
I'm sitting far away watching this happen, and I can't do anything about it, Al, because we're sitting up on stage.
We're in the wedding. Yeah, we're in the wedding. You want to stop the wedding?
Bill slipping away?
Yeah, I just wanted to... When they said, does anybody have anything to say?
Stop!
I'm like, yeah! Stop talking to Bill!
That's my buddy!
That's my friend first.
Oh.
All right, I'm done.
Well, you and Kinsey haven't asked us to go out and double date.
Yeah, why haven't you?
Oh, Kelly, would you and Bill like to go out sometime?
No!
Oh, okay, fine then.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
Oh, I did run.
The bang.
Oh, come on.
Beat the bang.
Oh, it's going to be a freestyle.
I beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Oh, is this interpretive
beat
dance?
The bang.
I got nothing. I've got zero.
You're on all cylinders.
Yeah, what's wrong with you today?
I'm exhausted. I am.
Can't read.
Exhausted.
Why don't you just sit down? Just rest.
Don't apologize to us, Al. Apologize to Allison Noel for not having a song. Hi, Allison.
Allison, what's up?
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Hey.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you guys?
Fine. What are you doing this morning? What are you doing?
Well, I pulled over with my kids in the car, so they're going to be late for school.
Oh, but kids!
I didn't want to get a ticket.
Kids love this game so much.
They do,
and
well,
so I'm so glad.
They can't hear me on the radio.
That's yeah,
the radio down, so they can't even hear this.
You know, the echo
will.
Is so bad.
I'm so excited.
Well, how old are your kids?
You 10 and 6.
Oh, okay,
so they're going to get their first party today, but that's okay.
Oh, that's fine.
Maybe it'll be excused because maybe the principal will be a big fan.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah, if you're listening,
I cannot believe.
If you're listening, Principal, Allison's going to be a little bit late because she's trying to win some money with Beat the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's right.
Here are the rules, Allison. We're going to throw you inside the bank vault. We're going to throw dollar amounts your way. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, all you got to do is yell stop for us and make sure you yell it loud so that we know that you said stop, even if it's $1,000. Because if it closes, you win nothing.
Got it.
Allison's
in a hurry because she's
got
to get the kids to school. Allison, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
yes,
is.
Sir.
All right, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$250. $290. $340. $400. $480. $550.
Stop.
Oh, Allison says stop.
$550. All right, girl.
$550 bucks for you, Allison Noel.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Which one of your kids told you to stop?
Neither. They're both just sitting there staring at me.
What's happening, Mommy?
They probably wanted you to keep on going, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. It is scary when it is you, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are they going to want you to spend that money on?
I think vacation this summer, so that's probably where it's going to go.
All right.
Yeah, I got to start planning already. Yeah. You got a big family. You got to pay for a lot of tickets.
Yes.
Allison, would that's you like right. to see, just for fun, how high this goes?
Yes.
You would? Okay.
Let's do it.
This is just for fun. You already got your $550. Let's see.
Okay.
$740.
Oh, big jump.
What?
$790. $1,000.
Oh! And
dang.
Right out the gate on a Monday morning.
Dang. Hey.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, that's okay.
You know what? You got more than half
you
of
got,
it.
Yeah, you got $550,
exactly.
girl.
It's and you got
I'm
to
so
play.
Excited.
Yeah, you got to play, which is fun.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank
oh, no
you.
Problem. Thank you, babe. Hold on.
You get those little ones
okay.
to school, Allison, so they're not tardy. Hopefully
right.
you get there in time.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hold on. Oh, man.
Wow.
I didn't expect that.
Never
First
know. Thing.
Yeah.
So you never know. You never know how high it's going to go. By the way. If you didn't get in this time, we play twice a day.
Yeah.
We'll play again less than an hour from now, about 45 minutes away. And we also have the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 30 minutes. We'll catch you up with everything celebrity-wise.
Yeah.
Like what, Kelly?
A few things that happened at the Billboard Music Awards last night you may have missed.
Uh-huh.
Also, the box office. Kind of surprising the way things worked out at the theater this weekend.
Yeah, big movies coming out this week.
Big ones. It was battle for first.
All right, we'll get caught up with all that in about 30 minutes for you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big congratulations to Allison Noel. She won $550 with Beat the Bank.
Just went all the way to 1,000.
Yeah, it went up to 1,000. But hey, you got to be safe.
Yep.
Sometimes you just want that money. And hopefully you got the kids to school on time, Allison.
I'm sure
you got
she
to pull
did.
Over to be safe. We got a cool message on Twitter from Heidi.
Okay.
She says, I can't wait to see the haircut challenge next week. Forgot about this.
My daughter was asking me about that as well.
Hashtag bring on the chili bowls, hashtag mullets, and hashtag Jerry curls.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned about this project.
I started getting nervous.
Why?
Because we could potentially ruin someone's day.
Yeah.
Much
willing.
Less week or month
months,
before
yeah.
it grows back out.
Or we may find out that we have a talent.
Hidden talent, right?
Yeah.
Now, we know I don't have that talent because I experienced, I tried to test it out on my son last week.
Well, you learn by your mistakes, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure every barber, every stylist has had one bad cut early in their career, and they probably are, you know, could be the best at their craft now.
Yeah.
So let's just try it.
So we'll get our four victims, I mean volunteers, in the next couple days.
I'm going to probably do a design in the back of my person's head. Like,
problem child.
When you do the design, you may have to go full on bald.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going all the way to the skin.
Yeah.
Now. See, that's taking a risk.
Maybe put my logo, you know, the Kid Craddock logo in there or something.
Keep that in mind when you go to pick Al.
I'm just saying. I mean, we'll agree on whatever, you know.
Okay.
What we come up with.
I hope you don't get a lady. I really do hope you don't get a lady. I had movie night on Friday.
Yeah.
And I watched a movie that Kelly and Jenna have seen.
What movie?
50 Shades of Grey, Big Al.
Oh, yeah?
Why?
I watched it because everybody keeps talking about it, and my wife and I were at home on Friday night.
Brown chicken, brown cat.
Yeah, and we were like, hey, why not watch this movie?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard many of stories
like
that
it's a mood setter.
Yeah, that it sets the mood.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Well, let me tell you this. I saw it, I'd never read the book, and I'm assuming you have not either,
I have not.
JC. But I watched it in a theater with nothing but women and one man.
Okay.
A very young, handsome man.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? We did this little contest.
Yeah.
So it's different when you're there with girlfriends and everybody's drinking wine, and you're there for a good time.
You buy into it together, yeah.
You were at home alone with your wife.
Right, so it should have been a lot more
sexier.
It's
a different environment.
Were you watching it thinking that it would put you, you know, in that frame of mind?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, I thought it would set a romantic stage, but it turned into more like, that would never, ever, ever go down like that.
Oh, really?
No.
Really?
This guy.
People do have very secret lives.
Christian Grey was extremely serious looking.
Yes.
And he gave me a bit of like a, maybe of a killer vibe.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, that's the
dangerous.
Thing.
Like, and then there's a point, and if you haven't seen the movie, I'm sorry, but I'm going to talk about it because I watched it.
But right. Delicately, because children are in the car
right.
My daughter.
So there's a playroom,
mm-hmm.
and when he, it looks like a chamber.
Yes.
And as soon as you introduce a girl who has never experienced anything in that realm of the, you know.
A girl that hadn't been in a chamber?
No.
Toys,
anything.
Well, it's a movie.
Yeah, but I would look at that like,
oh, he's about to kill me.
Right.
That's a different chamber.
He's about to kill me and film it.
And then they go into this chamber of terror. And this girl's never done anything in her life.
I would have left.
She's pure.
I would have left.
She should have left. And then she says, can you take me home? And then he goes, okay, this guy's a billionaire. Like, his everything's on the line now because she knows about this torture chamber.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, let's go take a walk in the woods. That would never happen.
So
you go take a walk in the woods with a stranger.
You thought about it too much.
I was thinking about it way too much.
So Kelly, the first time you go over to Bill's house, he goes, you want to go to my chamber? How do you respond to that?
His chamber is being used as a Lego room right now, unfortunately.
It's a different kind of pain.
Those are painful. Oh, man. He's got three boys. Yeah. He's got an entire bedroom dedicated to Legos.
I'm just getting into the Lego stage with my son.
You want to go play, don't you?
I do.
JC's like, I want to go play in Bill's chamber.
I'm getting so good at the Lego thing.
Oh, my God.
It comes with directions, Jenna. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I bet.
50 Shades of Lego.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. JC is such a little kid. He met up with us the other night and some of my friends. And every analogy he makes to describe something to my friends, we're all, you know, single. Well, mine is Claudia and Steven. They're married, but they act like, you know, they're single going out. JC, every analogy he makes is like, you know, like Blue's Clues? And we're like, he's like, can you make another analogy? Can you reference this in another way for us to understand that 1 a.m. on a Saturday night, not like Blue's Clues? Everyone just looks at him with a blank stare.
Oh, I didn't fit in at all, Kelly. Jenna at one point looked at me and she goes, you changed, man.
I know. It's hard. It's hard. You never think you will.
You changed,
like, there's
bro.
A part of the old you, but then I'm like, where'd you go? But you know what, JC? Every one of them wishes they were you. Wishes they were home with their husband or wife, with their family. That's why people go out. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, JC feels like left out, but people would trade places.
Right. Like, I wish I could still sometimes go out, like, the way Jenna goes. But I can't.
I can't even still go out like that. I wish I was home with someone. It's so weird because people go out to meet someone. And then the married couple sit at home. Oh, I wish I could go out again. Uh-huh. It's like, but the reason you go out is to be
meet
doing
somebody.
What you do now.
But then you go out.
Nobody's ever happy.
Every time I go out, I'm like, I don't miss it that much.
No.
You want what you don't have.
No, you're not missing out on anything.
I don't miss it that much. But back to the Shades of Grey, 50 Shades of Grey. Did you hear about the high school teacher that messed up pretty bad? And I don't know how you don't know about 50 Shades of Grey, because this high school teacher in West Virginia showed his students 50 Shades of Grey last week.
Why?
Because he wanted to reward them for the good work.
Wait a minute. He showed the movie?
Yeah, and somehow he'd never heard of it. And I guess word got to the assistant.
Was it like art class? He didn't know?
No.
Well, even if you'd never heard of it, while you're showing it, you'd be like, oh my God, turn it off.
Yeah. Like,
did that happen?
No. The assistant principal.
This is just a pervert.
The assistant principal heard about it and came in after 10 minutes and stopped it before it got to, like, the really heavy scenes.
Oh, my God.
Because that was another thing about 50 Shades of Grey. It took way too long before it got to the...
You just wanted to get right to it.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like that. That's what I've heard many sound like.
They do have movies for that, if that's what you're looking for.
And they get right to it.
Get right to it.
Yeah,
I don't know why they're so long, though.
Totally not worth it.
I don't need more.
Not even close to worth it.
4 or 5 minutes.
Well, I took Emma Kelly to see Cinderella.
How was that movie?
We meant to go see it on Mother's Day, but our Mother's Day got too busy. And it was a beautiful movie, but I was very disappointed in Cinderella because they made her waist about 5 inches big.
They made her too skinny?
They use a waist trainer on this girl who's skinny anyway. And Emma Kelly even said something. She's like, her waist is smaller than mine. This woman was comical and painful. There's no way. I was really disappointed that Disney did that. You know, especially we got so many girls that the body images and stuff they keep throwing at your kids. You're going to be more sensitive to it now that you've got a daughter. Cinderella disappointed me. I mean, it was obscene how small her waist was.
It's not a cartoon. It's a real life.
It's real
Cinderella.
Life.
I thought it was a cartoon. Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, it's real life. And the way it's just when she comes out in the ball gown, you know, to meet the prince for the first time, and she's coming down the stairs. It's like, how is that physically possible for her to have her waist that small? It's upsetting as a mother of a girl because now I'm thinking all these little girls, well, I have to have my waist that small.
Right.
I have to be that pretty. I have to. That's what pretty is. It's shockingly. I can't even believe it.
And they mess up even with cartoons. They I don't think they mean to throw that into our minds as
kids. This is a human being. This isn't even a cartoon. I don't know how they did it.
Who's the actress that? Oh my! We're watching Kid TV. Yeah, she's extremely. It's like she's wearing a bustier type thing.
It's a corset.
A corset.
Yeah. A waist trainer. Waist trainers are very popular right now. I wore a corset after I had a McKelly. You should after you have a baby.
To get everything back in there.
Know this? Yeah. As after you give birth, all your organs are kind of pushed in the wrong places. Mm-hmm. You wear a corset to kind of get everything back, and it helps you regain your figure a little bit quicker. But what girls are doing now that haven't had babies are wearing these waist trainers to make their waist impossibly small.
Yeah.
And it's really doing damage to their organs. It can really mess you up.
Oh, you know,
but I was really just disappointed in that. Otherwise, the movie, we loved it. It's just that it was disappointing.
Well, speaking of trying to look good, I forgot to tell you guys this because I told you there's a time of the day where women look the best. And it's scientifically proven because it was a study.
I mean, not now for us, right?
No, not yet, Jenna.
A time of day.
Yeah.
Tell me.
There was a poll of 1,000 women. So 1,000 women went through this poll in London by a laser clinic. And they said that women look their best.
Okay.
On Monday, so today, at 10:06 in the morning.
Okay.
10:06.
Get ready.
That's when you look the best because you've been the most rested because of the weekend.
What?
And you're not tired from the week yet. You look your worst on Thursday.
Not after this weekend.
You look your worst on Thursday?
Oh,
yeah.
Really? See, and I don't know. I always think I look better as the week goes on, and then I ruin it over the weekend. I think you get more tired as the week goes on, but then by Friday, you're anticipating the weekend, so maybe you start to look perky.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
I eat healthy Monday and work out through like Thursday, and then it all falls apart on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, 31% of the women thought they looked their best on Mondays, and it turned out to be 10:06. And then Thursdays was 3% thought they looked the best. So on Thursday, you guys are looking jacked. Apparently.
You pick up a man on Thursday, you must be doing something.
Right.
Yeah.
So this isn't scientific where they took pictures of women. They asked women how they feel.
Right.
Okay, whatever.
When do you feel?
You know how women
best?
Are. Yeah.
And it was a laser clinic because that's when women book their facials and all that.
Mm.
It's scientific, Kelly.
It's science, Kelly. You can't argue with science.
You can't.
It's a survey.
It's a 1,000 women.
The survey's not science.
Yeah, never ask a woman how she looks, you know. We're never going to be totally objective about it.
How you think you're looking right now, Kelly?
Yeah. I think I look pretty cute.
Yeah, you're a couple hours away from your best.
I look pretty cute right now.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Jenna, how you feeling?
Y'all looking good at the wedding.
I look beat right now.
Y'all looking good at the wedding.
Yeah. Thank you, Al.
Turned out good.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's all, she said, oh, I've never seen you in a tuxedo before. I hadn't thought about it. She hadn't seen me in a tux.
Didn't she invite you to a wedding, Al?
Yeah, but we didn't wear tuxes. I wasn't in the wedding.
Right.
Yeah. I wore shorts, remember? It was Dr. Vaca's wedding.
I forgot.
Up in the...
Man, I got out of that tuxedo so fast.
JC did.
He stripped in the parking lot.
I did.
It was so hot.
And then I forgot we had to do Al had a wedding at his bar. They had to announce the wedding party, and the wedding planner came up to me, and she's like, oh, you changed.
Yeah, better than me.
And Jenna just left. It's like, where's Jenna?
JC
changed, and I live down the street, so I went home to change. She's like, oh, we're back on stage again. I'm like, well, all right.
Jenna got change envy, so she went home to change.
Oopsie.
Kelly gave me the JC.
Sorry about that.
So I walked up there in some pants and a t-shirt, and everybody's looking all right.
All good.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit hurt right now.
Why are you hurt?
My wife just posted a picture on my timeline.
Oh, what does it say?
It's the one that says, I'm going to bed. And then it says wife and a list of like everything, cleaning kitchen, playroom, living room, doing the dishes, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then it says husband goes to bed.
Yeah.
And then she put, sounds about right.
Did you do something?
LOL.
Did you do something wrong?
I thought I've been helping.
Never enough.
Like when a woman gets ready to go to bed, she has to all this list of things she has to do. Yeah. You get the kids' lunches ready for the next day. You set the coffee pot.
Just
you
feed
the dog. You and the men just go to bed.
Just tell us. Just tell us if you need help.
Oh, you say that. We shouldn't have to.
I know.
Tell you. That's what women say.
But
that's our argument. We shouldn't have to say help us.
Our bed. So
pay attention to us.
Yeah.
Bang.
All right.
The bang.
Allison Noel.
Beat. Game.
Forgot about the rap.
Win some cash. Go to the clinic.
What?
Cure your rash. Buy some shots for your friends. Hook up random rash again. Beep.
Oh my God.
How's it getting random with his raps lately? Allison Noel won $550 an hour ago.
Maybe he should have just taken the day off.
Seriously.
Wow, you're, that was dark almost.
Al, you need to just like a real quick
I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
Everybody's tired. You're supposed to be here to
uplifting.
Lift everybody
I know.
Up. I'm not talking about rashes.
I know. I'm tired.
Hey, Lori, Rachel. How you doing this morning?
Hi.
Do you have a rash?
Good morning. No, I don't have a rash, thank God.
Good.
But fun fact, Lori does have 8 children.
Whoa.
You have what?
I do.
8?
I have 8.
We need to win some money, Lori.
What are their ages?
I've got one that's going to be 20. I have one that's just turned 18. I've got a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And I'm also raising my 1-year-old nephew.
There you go.
Wow.
Busy.
Okay, I'm not tired anymore. You're tired.
Yeah, Al, you thought you're tired.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
A different kind of tired.
Busy.
Which one's your favorite?
I don't have any favorites.
All right.
Well, today.
No, can't have a favorite.
Okay, we're trying to get it.
Sir.
All right, Lori, we're going to put you inside the bank vault. Once you think the dollar amounts thrown your way have gone at the highest it's going to go, you yell stop. Even if it's $1,000, you got to yell stop so you can get your money, because if it closes on you, you will get no money, Lori, and we don't want that because you have 8 kids.
Yes, I know, and I need the money. Trust me, graduation is coming right around the corner from that.
All right, well, let's hurry up and get you some money, Lori. Are you ready? All right.
Yes, I am.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$170. $190. $260. $310. $520. $640. $700.
Stop.
Oh, Lori, thank you for stopping.
Thank
I don't know why.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't know why.
Feeling it coming to a close.
Well, I don't know. Shannon's in the control room, and she.
I'm like, you need this money. I mean, I don't know your financial condition, but I'm just saying.
You got too many kids, you got eight children.
You got to need some money.
Lori, you put us over $40,000 with Beat the Bank, Lori. Congratulations on your $700.
Thank you.
Shannon's in the control room, and we base how far it's going on her facial expressions. And I couldn't tell how deep this one was going. So let's just see for fun, Lori. Let's keep it going. Go ahead, Lori, Shannon.
$750. $820. $1,000.
Oh, $1,000.
Oh, that's never happened.
Wow, see? The banker's tricky sometimes.
Wow.
Lori, it's okay. You got $700 for your kids. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you all so much.
It's almost $100
for graduation.
Per kid.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Hold on for us and have fun today.
Thank you.
Like groceries for a week for her.
Yeah, man.
Would it take the whole day to take them to school and then pick them up?
Right. Oh, man, that's a full-time job and then some.
Yeah, you have a bus.
Man.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll play Beat the Bank again tomorrow morning, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. Your shot at winning up to $1,000. And we had two $1,000 rounds today.
Crazy. Wow.
Nobody took the risk. We'll find out what it's like tomorrow.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna, you've been talking about potentially freezing your eggs.
I have. Yes, yeah. I have. I didn't know we were going to talk about it right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, hey, world, freezing my eggs. No, it's just something that, you know, I guess it's like a blink of an eye. You go from your mid-20s in college and you work and then you realize, wow, I just turned 31 and I'm nowhere close to a serious relationship, a marriage. I don't even have baby fever and inkling. But at some point, I'd like to keep that option open.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Some people have recommended that maybe I look into freezing my egg.
Well, Kelly's got the hookup.
Yes, I went through a huge struggle many years ago trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking and emotional time. I remember very well sitting in this man's parking lot crying my eyes out before I went in because I was afraid I was going to be disappointed again. But because of Dr. Kevin Duty, I have Emma Kelly today, and we have him on the phone to talk to you, Jenna.
Hey, Dr. Duty.
Hi.
Hi there.
Thank you so much again. I mean, you really changed my life that day I walked into your office because I had given up hope at that point. Mm-hmm. I'd been trying all these other methods of getting pregnant. Nothing was working for me, and he was the one that saw my problem and fixed it and just a few months later, I was pregnant with Emma Kelly.
Super healthy little young girl you have now.
Yeah, it's been great.
Dr. Duty, Jenna brought this up a few weeks back where she was thinking about maybe freezing her eggs. And then a lot of girls started, you know, saying, I've been thinking about that, too. So we decided to bring you on, and maybe you can shed some light on how this
whole process.
This whole process works.
I mean,
works.
Dr. Duty, it is an interesting thing because, you know, there's a lot of girls that, you know, they get married in their 20s, and, the, you know, number one, they want to have babies, and so and that's what they get to doing. But for a lot of us, you know, times have kind of changed, and I have this career and not in a relationship and not prepared for a baby now, but I would like to keep that option open. And a lot of people have told me that it's important to think about that now at the age of 30.
Sure, yeah. Your story is becoming more and more common. Women are delaying childbearing, career-oriented, and that's not a bad thing, but it does lead to consequences of difficulty getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, the development of the egg-freezing technology can make a difference.
What is kind of the age recommendation for doing that? Like, for someone that is in my situation, you know, that thinks, I think I'd maybe like to have kids one day. I don't have that feeling today, but I need to keep the option open.
Was prime time egg time?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we know for sure that female fertility substantially declines with advancing age, certainly past age 35 into the later 30s and 40s. And so it's probably not a good idea to wait until the late 30s or early 40s. It's possible that one might freeze eggs and then find Mr. Right or decide to build a family before that. It might not ultimately need these eggs. I think it should be viewed more as an insurance policy than anything else.
What is the process like? Because I really am totally clueless when it comes to this kind of thing.
Well, it's very much like the typical in vitro fertilization cycle. So it all starts with taking a sequence of injectable fertility medications and office visits, of course, for ultrasonographic monitoring of the ovarian response, and measurement of the ovarian hormones to determine dosage adjustments and the optimal timing for triggering and obtaining the eggs. And then after the monitoring part is the egg retrieval procedure, and that's really just a needle stick using an ultrasound probe that's inserted into the vagina. It's a needle that goes through the vaginal wall into the ovary.
Now, you won't feel it. You'll be out, Jenna. Jenna's got her head in her hands now.
Exactly.
You won't feel it.
I say just a needle stick, but it's a needle stick in a sensitive area, so it does require we have an anesthesiologist give intravenous sedation so that you're essentially sleeping while the procedure is being done. But it's a very quick procedure, typically 10 minutes, and then you're awake and your normal self within another 10 or 15 minutes.
Whoa.
And once you guys do the procedure, do you just put them like in a container? You just take them home, put them in the freezer next to the spinach, or
a dozen or something?
No, this is actually a fairly sophisticated technology, and that's why, you know, we've been doing IVF and embryo freezing, you know, since the 80s. But the egg freezing technology is much more difficult. The egg is the biggest cell in the human body, and so the difficulty is ice crystal formation disrupting the internal cell components. And so,
like freezer burn.
Freezer, essentially.
Essentially
freezer burn.
Let's say 5-10 years from now, I find the love of my life.
Defrost them.
And do I still try naturally for a child, or do I go back and use the eggs that are better,
that I
saved?
I think it depends on your age. So if you're really getting into your early 40s or later, then probably you're better off using the frozen eggs. As women age, the eggs have a hard time going through the meiosis process, so they often wind up with chromosomal abnormalities. But if you're in your early 30s, then certainly we'd recommend that you just try and get pregnant on your own and just keep these preserved as a backup.
Dr. Duty, for those who are listening that might be in Jenna's boat where they're thinking about freezing their eggs, I know there's a lot of women listening, but there's also a lot of couples who are trying to get pregnant naturally. How long should you try on your own before you go to the doctor and see if something's up?
Typically, if you're younger than 35, it's okay to wait up to a year to try on your own. If you're older than 35, you really shouldn't give it more than about 6 months. Just because, although it takes longer to get pregnant typically, if you're over 35, if there's an issue, you need to be able to deal with it promptly before the biological clock.
So about a year of trying under 35,
right,
and about 6 months over 35.
And Dr. Duty, I found out with my wife when we were trying to have our second baby that miscarriages are a little more common than people think, right?
Absolutely.
So don't get scared if it happens.
No, with both miscarriages and with infertility, the key to success is what Kelly did. It's really to persevere.
It's hard. I mean, because you... I try to really put myself back in that state when women write me because I talked about my infertility openly. And, you know, once you have your child, you're like, yay. Yeah. But you have to really remember the struggle and the pain. And every month when you find out you're not pregnant, it's just like a little death. Yeah. It's awful. And I remember sitting in his parking lot before I went in for that appointment, just sobbing and praying, like, let this be the time that it works. And it did. I mean, and I love Dr. Doody because he was aggressive because I was over 35. And, you know, other doctors like, well, let's try this. Let's try that. Let's just see if this works. No, he was aggressive with my treatment. And with in vitro, I got pregnant with Emma Kelly on the first try. And that's not always the case either, is it, Dr. Doody? Sometimes it takes a few cycles of IVF.
It can. As women get older, it does frequently take more. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not cheap. I mean, it's expensive.
And since I'm not, we can talk about the cost of that, right?
And is insurance or is there like special, I mean, is the medical industry, are they looking at helping women who are having infertility issues or is it still strictly on the couple to pay for this?
Some states have laws that actually require infertility coverage, including in vitro fertilization. So states like Illinois and Massachusetts, and actually most of the Northeastern states have excellent coverage. Unfortunately, Texas does not, and so it's a minority of our patients that have insurance coverage. Mm-hmm. But we look for ways to decrease costs. We're actually working on a way to really increase access to IVF for infertile patients in the near future.
Awesome. Well, if you have any, I mean, I know there's women screaming at the radio, please ask my question. You're not asking my question. You can look up Dr. Doody's practice. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to remember. It's embryo.net. And do you charge for people just to come in for consultations? How can they get more information?
So fortunately, they can just contact our office for more information. Unfortunately, although insurance companies tend not to cover aggressive infertility treatments, they almost always cover the initial consultation and diagnostic testing.
Okay,
oh,
great.
Good.
Okay, good. So embryo.net is Dr. Doody's, and he has people come in from all over the country. I mean, I know he's local here for us, but he is so good, and his staff is so good, and they really care about their patients. I went to other places where I was just treated like just somebody being run through the system, mm-hmm. and it's heartbreaking. It's a very emotional mm-hmm. time, a fragile time for a woman. And the people working in his office were really kind to me, and I really appreciated that. And people around the country come to see Dr. Doody.
Dr. Doody actually helped us when we had I Have a Dream, when somebody wrote us and said she wanted to have a baby, and she now has a healthy baby.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Dr. Doody.
Well, I thank y'all for your kind words. I really do.
Well, thank you for the information, because mm-hmm. I think it's very helpful. Yeah. And Jenna, maybe you should go in for a consultation.
Yeah.
I need to
get
sleep
checked.
On it. It's a lot of information.
It is a lot to absorb. Well, it's big words, and, you know, you hear the ice crystals and stuff. It's like scary stuff. But it's really, you know.
Easy.
You can do it.
And needle in there.
And needle. Well, you're asleep.
It's almost like I'm being punished for being alone.
No, you're being proactive.
I've had needles in there before.
Not being punished, you're being proactive, and I think that's a good thing.
Just that one. He was a loser.
Yeah. It happens, Jenna.
Thank you, Dr. Doody.
We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right, man.
Bye, Dr. Doody.
From y'all.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dr. Doody, everybody.
How proud are you of me, Kelly? I wanted to.
I know,
there were so many times.
I know. Juvenile.
I was
because
trying
he
to be
is,
so respectful.
Very medical. It is a very serious thing. I think I like to try and bring a little bit of levity to it because I know it's a serious thing and a very emotional thing. But that freaked me out a little bit. I'm going to be totally honest.
Yeah,
I mean, it does me too, just hearing it.
Well, I didn't realize quite how intensive
it's
that procedure. I thought I would just go in and that I would just, they would just like scrape some stuff out and then I would leave.
I see where you would think that, but I mean, it was emotionally and traumatic, but you're doing it at a place where this isn't like your only resort. You know, on my end, when I was over 35 trying to get pregnant, I'm like, everything was just so depressing. Like, I can't believe I have to do this.
I get it.
This is
I
your
know.
Choice. Mine was, that was my only option. Right now, it's a choice
that's,
for you.
And that's what makes it difficult.
Yeah.
Because it's like, of course, that's a consideration. I want to keep the option open.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm not ready today. I don't have anyone in my life there to support me if I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
So to go through all of that alone.
You've got
to
a few more years to think about it.
But if you do it, Jenna, swing by Pretty Kitty before you go do the thing.
Oh, big Al.
freshman. I mean, you know.
They what should, do you care?
I'm so surprised.
What do you care? You don't have to look at it
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, that's the first thing I'm thinking of. I'm going to plan it for a Friday night. I'm going to get a wax. I'm going to get my hair done. And I'm going to wear some cute lingerie to go get my eggs extracted.
Al just wants things to go smoothly.
Yeah, right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.